Ever since newspapers first appeared in America, women have worked on them, writing, publishing, setting the type. But there was a day when papers were forbidden, when the colonial governor of Virginia could boast with fanatical zeal.
I thank God we have no free schools, no printing, and I hope we shall not have these 100 years. For learning has brought disobedience, heresy, and factions into the world, and printing has divulged them and libels against the government. God keep us from both.
But that British governor had reckoned without the independent spirit of the American people. Within 100 years, there were 48 newspapers in the colonies, some for and some against the government. And right in Williamsburg was one that spread libel and disobedience. The Virginia Gazette. Behind the bolted door of the printing office, a man named Rhind strained at the little hand press, his wife helping him.
You have the next page of type already, Clementia?
Aye, here it is. Oh, I'd give a shilling to see the governor's face when he reads this. Try to stop our mouths by clamping a tax on the paper, Willie.
I hope you wrote more about those red-coated lobsters he sends marching in here to threaten us. I dare say that some of the soldiers now. Well, let them knock.
Rhind, open up. Let us in.
It is John Barrett's voice. One moment. Come in, gentlemen.
Rhind, what's the meaning of this?
What?
This paper, your Virginia Gazette, siding with the governor.
We brought you here from Maryland, Rhind, because there wasn't a paper in all Virginia that dared to publish anything against the governor. We wanted a free paper.
And now you announce that you will defend his most noble excellency against all the lying calumnies of an ignorant populace.
I said no such thing.
Here it is in your paper. Read it.
Here. Here, let me see. We never printed this.
It's the Virginia Gazette.
But it can't be.
Gentlemen, this is not Rhind's Virginia Gazette. This is another Virginia Gazette.
Another Gazette?
Then that's it.
See, it says here, founded to silence those subversive doctrines of certain persons who preach rebellion against the officers of the crown.
Aye, we'll preach rebellion. Here, gentlemen, here is the true Virginia Gazette.
Give me one.
And me.
Take them. Spread them through the town. Tell the people that this is their paper, the only free paper in the state of Virginia.
Men and women stirring the colonies to revolt, spreading the news from Boston to Savannah, fanning the flames with papers and pamphlets. Housewives saving their rags, piling them into the bell cart.
All rags to make new paper. New paper for news of liberty. Daughters of Liberty, fetch your all rags. All rags to make new paper.
On July 26th, 1776, the Virginia Gazette blazed forth in triumphant headlines. The Declaration of Independence is drawn up and signed.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political band.
First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
What is the liberty of the press? I hold it to be impracticable. Its security, whatever fine declarations may be inserted in any constitution.
Listen to Alexander Hamilton. He's a thieving royalist.
He's trying to deny us our rights.
No, I say only that its security will depend on public opinion and on the general spirit of the people and the government. On you will depend the freedom of the press.